This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. If you were a news reporter writing an article about the battle described in Exodus 17, you'd want to answer these questions: who, what, when, where, why, and how. The battle was between the Amalekites and the Israelites. The key players: Joshua, Moses, Aaron, Hur, and God. The Amalekites attacked at Rephidim. Moses told Joshua to choose some men and fight the Amalekites the next day. He'd stand on top of a hill with the staff of God in his hand. When Moses held up his hands, Joshua advanced. When Moses lowered his hands, the Amalekites advanced. It was hard for Moses to hold his hands up continuously, so Aaron and Hur helped him. This led to victory for the Israelites. The battle was won by the power of God in answer to prayer, symbolized by Moses holding up his hands to God. This is key to remember for anyone in leadership who delegates responsibilities to others. Though the designee has the responsibility to carry out the assignment, the delegator needs to support and empower him to carry out his task. At times, the delegator also needs assistance. Moses needed the help of Aaron and Hur. This battle was not won by Joshua alone, nor by Moses alone, or Aaron or Hur. Any two of them couldn't have done it. It took all of them mutually supporting each other. The army, likewise, would not have won without the leadership and support of these four men. God often allows frustration until we learn to work together. Never forget this, especially as a leader. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.